The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 21st, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the great co-host and PhD of Eastridge and PhD of podcasting, which he'll talk about. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fairly well, a little sleep deprived, but a little Starbucks caffeine sometimes does the trick.
Do I look smarter when I do this? When I bite my glasses like this, like I'm an academic?
Absolutely. Yeah. Your IQ went from 50 to 60.
I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to put it like I'm chewing it, and then I'm going to point at you when I make a point like that right there. Like, you know, that's a good point, Ed. Let's come back to that later. Hey, by the way, turn my headphones up just a hair. Number three over there, sir. There we go. That's perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Perfect. All right.
I'm glad to know that I look smarter when I do that.
Hey, we're going to have Josh Porter in on the second segment talking about hormones. And one thing I have heard for 45 years at Nutrition World is, and it's a true question of concern, especially from women, more so women than men, is I don't really think I want to be on hormones because they're risky. We're going to talk about the truth about the risk of hormones opposed to not taking them. There are things in the world of my world of what do we put together as far as a plan to help us age gracefully and have less disease. And sometimes not doing something is riskier than doing something. And we're going to talk about all of that with Josh today from Optimize You Studio.
That'd be fun.
Have you eaten often at Portofino?
Yes.
Good.
A lot.
You enjoy it then?
Yeah, I've been there before they moved. I grew up in East Ridge, so yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I ate there before they moved, pretty good amount, and kind of quit. Then when they moved to the new building, which is really beautiful, I went last night and ate, and the owner came over.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy.
Emerson?
Yes. Well,
it's not Emerson?
No.
Emerson may own the building.
Yes, Emerson owns the building.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And
the
his name has just escaped me.
That's okay. Yeah.
Great looking guy, looks like he's fit, super healthy, and just such a kind, nice, and was so appreciative of our attending his restaurant and wonderful meals. Because when I say wonderful, I do not eat for taste number one. I eat for taste number two.
Right.
I eat for nutrition. So I get to get the right protein level, the right carbs, and the right fat. I always talk about macros are the way to age gracefully, feel better, have less body fat, blank, blank, blank. What does that mean? That means putting together with every meal a level of protein that is modestly to very high. That comes from meat, fish, chicken, eggs, beef, all of those things. Secondly, you put together healthy fats. So olive oil, they actually had some quality olive oil that came with the dinner. And then thirdly is putting together less carbs. Well, I had broccoli as my vegetable and a side salad. Both of those would be considered almost no carb because of the type of carbs. So I had high protein, healthy fat, and low carbs. My perfect meal.
Mm-hmm. So I get their bread and olive oil, and then I get their spaghetti and meatballs. Uh-huh. That's what I get.
Okay, so you get the opposite. You do macros with tons of pasta and carbs, which is why you look the way you do.
Absolutely.
Opposed
you
to the way I look.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
By the way, I think the owner's names are Antonio and Tony. I can't pronounce their last names. I'm going to insult them.
Okay.
But they're two very fit-looking guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
yes.
I just wanted to make sure we said some names. Yeah.
Well, I encourage anyone to experiment. Go to Portofino and enjoy the food there. Waitresses are amazing. One of them I know has been there way before I ever got divorced. So I think they have some long-term waitresses
there. They do, yeah.
And I want to empower people by telling where I eat so that you have better choices to make. Choices is one of the most powerful decisions of what we do every day as to what our future holds.
Yeah, really. Here's what I want. I want people to go get the Ed, go order Ed's, right? Order your stuff. And then order Clint's stuff, and then just let us know which one physically you go, mm-hmm. physically, Clint's made me feel like crap. But my spirit felt full.
Oh,
my joyful.
So it's feeding spirit.
Feeding your emotions.
Well, you know what?
Are your emotions full? Yeah, then good job.
You will get to the spirit world a lot quicker then.
Well played. For a guy who's tired today and lethargic, that was a good spin, sir.
Yeah.
Back to you with headlines.
Hey, we are announcing an extremely exciting plan that the whole staff has been working on at Nutrition World since January, which is a whole new remake of our website that will allow DoorDash delivery.
Mm.
That means that if you need your ground beef, your pet food, your nutraceuticals, NAC, you're sick, you want some elderberry, just place an order and DoorDash will have it to you probably in about an hour from the time you place the order. It's never happened before. This is cost a lot of money for us to put together and a lot of time and effort through many people. We hope to probably be having this within the days of you hearing this broadcast. So
one thing I will say that I'm looking forward to the website being the shopping experience, at least, is there's hopefully, if I'm not mistaken, in the past, when I would type in something, if I didn't know exactly how to spell it,
mm-hmm.
it would just default to we don't have that product. I think, if I'm not mistaken now, once I start typing in the product, it will kind of take me to those options, which makes the buying process so much better.
It does, especially for people who can't spell very well.
Yeah, because quercetin's so easy to spell.
And how about ashwagandha?
Absolutely. That sounds like a fictional place where one of the Avengers is from.
But you misspell vitamin C.
Yeah,
so the C you mess up on.
No, I don't. It's S-E-E.
No.
What the heck? I'm smart. What are you talking about? It's vitamin C.
No, it's S-E-A.
Yeah, okay.
My bad.
Okay. Sam, can you mess that up?
NutritionW.com will be exciting place to be as of tomorrow, next week, sometime close.
And I hate to say this, but while you're there, there's been a few tweaks on their consultant and coaching page too. So you've got some great consultants and coaches and wellness coaches. That page has been tweaked a little bit. There's an option now to actually book real time or get a free consultation call. Mm-hmm. I suggest no matter what situation you're in, whether it's weight or sleep or gut health or anything, I think you should go check out that page too.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
They are devoted people who are extremely skilled in the form of how they're going to educate, and they're not treating medical conditions, but
no. We
need partners in our process through life. I partner with flight instructors. I partner with people at the gym. A guy at the gym yesterday, really, really super fit guy, and he works out so hard at Crunch Fitness. I said, how many ab exercises did you do today? Because he was so fit. He said, well, I use an app called Fitness Culture. Never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
Fitness Culture. What I did was I downloaded it within the next 15 seconds, because if you don't do it at the moment that you are told, it won't happen because you'll forget the name. And it looks very interesting. It's all about finding interesting and pursuing, and sometimes you dismiss it, sometimes you use it. I'm going to be using it and see how that works. And I know Crunch is going to be supposedly opening in the next few months near
the
Hamilton
big one,
Place.
Yeah, the one near close to the Cheese Factory or the old Sears.
Well, there's different kind of opinions on that. Somebody said it's going to be at where the Bath and Beyond was.
No,
that
no.
was yesterday. Somebody said it's probably rumor.
I think it's the old Sears thing. But anyway, whatever.
It's
opening. Yeah.
I know that you have been off social media for how long now?
3 months.
And again,
a couple months. Yeah.
Tell why you did that and where you are today with that.
Yeah. So I kept my podcast pages during the break, the Crimecast and Of By and For the People. But yeah, I got off all my personal Instagram. I have my Facebook. It was just causing me too much anxiety. Sometimes in life, you just got a way that is the juice worth the squeeze?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wasn't for me. It was causing too many distractions, too much anxiety. And everybody's like, well, just curb back. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, everybody's got something that they struggle with. That was becoming something that wasn't horrible, but not a good part of my life. And so why am I doing it? Why am I, to your point, mm-hmm. why am I choosing to visit that pain every day?
When you say causing you grief, what grief other than being addicted to more?
Probably
and more
the
and more?
Grief was a bad choice of words. Probably just the anxiety, the responding to the dings and the beeps. Oh. What are they doing? What are they saying? Why'd they post that? Why are they making that comment? Have I posted that? Did I do this? Okay, should I respond? And next thing you know, my world's becoming about something that's not, it's real, but it's not real. It's a perceived reality that it's only reality because I'm there. In other words, the only reason I'm hearing the tree fall is because I'm in the forest.
Ah.
So I got out of the forest.
I love that. And so you've been out 2 months now?
2.5 or 3. Yeah, it's been going a while. I'm out. I'm not going back.
I love it. I love it. You do seem to have a sense of a little bit more peacefulness and less anxiousness.
I'm not worried about any. I'm not worried about stuff.
Wonderful.
I'm just, yeah.
Wonderful.
You know, real quick, I just want to say this because you talk about the end of the show, you always do words of wisdom. I thought about this the other day. I went my headlines because I have a news feed, just my new, basically like a newspaper when I get on the line. And the headline was the core of the earth is slowing its rotation. There is the word about the polar, the magnetic field switching. It was six big things. I can't control any of them, and it's right there in front of me. So it said more stories like this. No.
No.
I can't do anything about the core of the earth. The magnetic poles aren't asking my opinion. So it's kind of the same thing as social media. I'm just choosing not to. I'm going to spend my time on making money and having good relationships and staying in shape.
The old term garbage in, garbage out. Anyway, it's not garbage, but it's static. I think it's just like bad food. When you take it in, there is the consequences to bad, toxic food. And the same with overburdening your brain with details that you can't do anything about that will continue to be addictive for more details.
And I can't control what Ed Jones comments on something, why he doesn't, who he's liking, who he's not liking. And real quick, Ed can walk into a place that has other foods and you're very disciplined because you've been tried by fire. If I though have to walk in that same place and I'm not at the places Ed's at, my discipline's not there, then I don't have to go in there. I don't have to put myself in that position. I don't have to be subject
there
to
you
that
go
until I'm ready. I'm glad I'm off.
There is a time and place just for removing yourself from the less healthy things in life.
You don't have to fight every. You don't have to go visit every fight you're invited to.
There you go. And I know Gary Vee. I really like him a lot, and he's an odd character. He cusses probably a little more than most people would be comfortable with.
Yes.
But he talked about kids, young kids that are so. The parents are so worried about him being on too much this YouTube, too much Instagram, too much that. And he said, there's really not, you're probably not going to make too many inroads. And now you can at 10, 11, maybe 10, 11 years old. But there's a point where it's going to be pretty free to them. And he said, the key is to make sure your children are not insecure. The insecurity is where they have to have the likes. They are devastated by the ugly comments. A child who is far more secure will be less of a victim to that type of information. And I tend to agree with that.
Do we have time for me to put my 2 cents in on that?
You got 1 cent.
Okay, here we go. I agree with that. It's also important, though, to teach your kid, like everything else, I think, moderation. Mm-hmm. Have a donut every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ahead and drink a Coke every now and then. Don't drink 6 Cokes a day and don't have a dozen donuts a week. It's okay to be on social media when you're 17 or 18 at the point, but teach your child while they're there what moderation looks like and why it's important and give them the skill set. We were hit with social media with no warnings and we had no idea what it was going to do to our brains. And so I think moderation is the key, too, as they're integrated into it. So
I think moderation and building a secure, more ego system so they are not devastated by the trolls who say ugly things. And really, I have learned a lot about not being so sensitive because after 13 million, you know, views on TikTok, there's a lot of pretty nasty comments that came with that.
Oh yeah.
And at first it's a little gut punch, even at me at 66 years old. It's like and I don't really care anymore. It actually helped me build calluses.
Yeah, podcasting helped me do that real quick.
Did it?
Yeah,
I bet it did.
I can't believe you said that. You're a racist. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not a racist. You're this. No. Why do you hate freedom of choice when I was talking about COVID and stuff? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I just don't believe the science all the time.
Mm.
So, you know, all these things, and I got real immune to that real fast. I could care less.
Well, everybody has their own story, and I've learned to respect other people's stories, even if it's quite different than my own. And that certainly works better in politics, for sure.
Absolutely.
And it certainly does in health, because I can meet people where they are. If you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, I am not going to think unkindly of you. I will hope to get you to one pack of cigarettes a day. If I did that, it's a positive.
Absolutely.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Josh Porter talk about what are the real risks or the real benefits of hormone replacement. Love the guys, the expert in Chattanooga. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, and back with my partner, Clint Powell. Got our special guest, Josh Porter from Optimize U. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Josh.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
All right. We talked about you in the first segment, and the segment was that over my 45-year career, and most of, I'll have to be honest with you, about 38 or maybe 35 of those 45 years, people would ask me almost every day, especially women, what do you think about hormone replacement? And I would say, well, I think that nature has programmed us to gradually lose hormones.
Right.
It is the way it's supposed to be. And I think you will probably live about as long with or without, except there may be a little more risk with hormones. And what I've come to find out, one is you're a great teacher for me also, because that is your specialty, is that first off, the safety is far better off than we ever dreamed if done properly. And secondly, the thing I have changed with as my years advance is quality of life,
right,
or health span is very important. Yeah, you can live to be 85 years old with or without, maybe, but what about the loss of energy, stamina, libido, quick thinking, all the things that proper hormone replacement can give men and women? But let's talk about this, for at least to this point, women and the concerns of that's been kind of pounded in our heads: hormones cause breast cancer.
Yeah.
Ed, I mean, as far as what you just said, I think one of the thoughts I've got is when we're, you know, 38, 40 years ago, when you had those thoughts, it's because you weren't aging at that time. And it didn't matter to you because it wasn't your life, right? And so most of my clients are coming in, that aging patient, where it's like, just like you said now, they do care about their libido. They do care about their energy levels. They do care about their weight. And so that quality of life, that health span really does matter to patients. Where the dilemma or the controversy lies is in, is it hurtful or is it helpful, right? If we do something with hormones, if we replace hormones that you've lost naturally, is it going to be beneficial to me or is there going to be harm associated with it? And for years, we have talked about, well, you know, don't do hormones. And even, unfortunately, there's still the stigma to some degree where, you know, if you go to, you know, your traditional setting, they're going to be told, hey, what are you doing? Stop taking hormones. I hear it every week of, you know, of the year. Somebody's coming and saying, no, well, my doc told me not to do it. But the stigma that, especially with women, that hormones, and if I ask 100 people, 99 of them would say the hormone is estrogen, right? That's the concern. The stigma that estrogen causes breast cancer is completely a myth. And we've known this for years. Even in the trial that was really kind of positioned as estrogen being bad, which we refer to as the WHI trial, the largest trial ever done to date in a randomized controlled setting in the United States, it was done in the late 90s, early 2000s. Estrogen alone in that study was a 22% decreased risk, right?
Now, breast cancer.
Breast cancer in particular. There are other areas, there's other studies, there's other observation studies and things of that nature that have shown, you know, controversial findings, but randomized controlled studies are really what you have to use to draw cause-effect relationship.
And what does randomized controlled study mean?
Randomized controlled means if I'm the investigator, so let's say I'm putting the study on, and let's say you're in the study and Clint's in the study, all three of us have no idea who's getting what.
Okay.
And then we're watching it. So it's a prospective study, meaning it's in live action. We're watching. We're not looking back. We're actually watching what's happening in the future, right? As this study goes, as it progresses. Those are powerful studies because nobody knows what anyone is taking, and now you're watching it. One of the things, you know, one of the reasons that breast cancer in certain studies, breast cancer is a really slow-growing form of cancer most often. Occasionally there will be a more aggressive, but most often it's a slow growing. So even in studies that have shown, well, maybe there's a slight increased risk, most experts would say, well, it could be the fact that they had a breast cancer and did not know that they had it when they entered into the study. Does that make sense? It was just undiagnosed. But recently, this is what I love. The past year, to be honest with you, has been some of the best literature when it comes to safety with both male and female hormones. So in March of 2024, this year, there was a meta-analysis. A meta-analysis is you take a conglomerate, you look at a lot of different studies. So they looked at 10 different randomized controlled studies. And what they wanted to see was, does estrogen in fact increase or decrease your risk of breast cancer? So here we are, have been saying for years, or other people have been saying for years, that it increases. Well, this study found that there's a 24% decrease in the risk of breast cancer, in the development of breast cancer, right? You take estrogen, you should have a decreased risk, not an increased risk.
So it's
the
opposite of what we've been telling folks.
It's protective, right? It shouldn't be fearful. It should be something like, we should be asking, why are you not on it, really?
Bingo.
Not why should you not take it, but why would you not take it if there is a place for us to protect the development of breast cancer? And oh, by the way, we'll get rid of your hot flashes. We'll help with your brain fog. We'll help with your joint pain. You know, we'll help with the vaginal dryness. Like, oh, that sounds like a terrible idea. You know, let's not do that.
Because estrogen is a wonderful anti-inflammatory.
That's incredible.
A lot of women, as they lose that. Now, I think one reason that people put two and two together that inaccurately is with men who have prostate cancer, they give them Lupron, which cuts out all their testosterone, and it slows prostate cancer.
Correct.
Well, with women, they give them tamoxifen, which also does the same with estrogen, and it slows the reoccurrence rate, supposedly, and slows the growth of those. So that, in a person who's not really in depth of the studies, would seem to say, well, these hormones are causing it.
Yeah.
Now, you can see why some people might see that.
Correct. And exactly. Now, I would say I would line up with what you're just saying. If a female has an estrogen receptor positive breast cancer, she should not be taking actively estrogen, right? Because there is a potential that that could accelerate the growth of that. Didn't necessarily cause it.
Right, not caused it. Accelerate
just like,
growth.
Just like testosterone with prostate cancer.
Bingo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it, Emma, not odd, but it seems like I hear this every time we go down these, we have these conversations, how individualized all of these things can be. Like, you can have three guys in a room all on testosterone therapy, or three women in a room doing estrogen, and the reason they started it, how it's affecting their bodies, what it takes to get them at the appropriate levels, their definition of enough is so varying that it's really hard to come out with these big blankets and go, yep, that's the fix, or nope, you shouldn't do that. It's really getting in front of people that know how to read blood work and your lifestyle and be able to make good decisions.
This
with
is why it's not cookie cutter. You cannot go to your GP and expect to have the nuances of personalized stuff. You go to somebody like Optimize You.
Yeah, and I've said this about doctors before. I just, the no or the yes immediately without questions. Mm-hmm. When you're young, you just take the no and the yes.
That's right.
It's like mom and dad said so. Why? But no, you don't mean to be doing that. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
As you get older, you're like, well, don't you want to know more before you just say I shouldn't have testosterone therapy, or before I take an estrogen? Don't you want to know stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or is it just no?
I think it's a shared decision making, right? I think that's the art that we, I mean, you guys do this at Nutrition World. You're educating people, you're empowering people to take ownership of their health.
Yep.
And I tell people this all the time. I do not care if the patient disagrees with me, as long as they disagree with me because they're educated.
Bingo.
Don't make it out of being ignorant about the topic. Mm-hmm. Educate yourself, and you can have a different opinion. There's plenty of people who have different opinions. I don't mind that, but don't let fear be the thing that keeps you from living a healthy life.
My doctor retired years ago, probably 10, 11 years ago at this point, maybe not quite, maybe 8. But I'll never forget, I had something going on 15 years ago now at this point, but he was my favorite doctor I've ever had. And I took to him a study and about a certain topic. And he goes, you know what? I haven't read this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you up front I disagree, but let me read it, and I'm going to call you back in 2 or 3 days. In 2 or 3 days, he called me back and said, I still believe it's the wrong move, but I'm going to let you try that if you want to try it.
That's perfect.
That's all you can ask for.
And I was like, wow. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And of course, he retired. But anyway.
No, it's great. Yeah. I mean, that's and there are some really good providers in this community who have that opinion. Yeah. It is hard sometimes to find, and then you also got friends, right? You know, as soon as somebody, you know, with women in particular, as soon as they hear like, well, you're on hormones, they're like, you know, they'll get, are you serious? You're really on hormones, you know? And then my office gets that call of, okay, well, Susie told me I'm going to get breast cancer, so I've got to stop it, you know? So it's
you
just
get those calls, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can imagine you do. Yeah, friends are very powerful, especially when the friend had breast cancer and they were
that's right. It's a story.
Estrogen.
I mean, it's a
and it's a fear story, which is you don't want to minimize because that's a real concern for somebody, but the reasoning and the facts behind it may not line up correctly.
Well, and because here's the story, right? Friend gets breast cancer. Let's say friend was on hormones. One of the first things that they're going to say is stop the hormones. And they were told hormones caused the breast cancer. It's a scapegoat, unfortunately. Yes. It isn't. God forbid it actually be the drive-through that you choose to eat, you know, a poor diet that creates this inflammatory process in your body that could be, you know, eliciting a factor of cancer development. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just an easy target. And so because it's an easy target, it's just something you're going to deal with.
And it's the one thing I can stop right now.
Sure.
Can I ask just a quick question about just overall, whether it's estrogen or testosterone? Have you found that the people inquiring about it or asking about it or concerned about it are getting younger? Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Absolutely. As far as the awareness of it, yes.
Because this is something I really wasn't thinking about until I was in my 50s. Mm-hmm. But it would seem now I hear the circles in their 30s starting to think about whether it's testosterone or estrogen.
I saw a young 20-year-old male today who is aware.
And also, are you seeing, as I think is true, that a lowering of testosterone in males
in particular,
significantly?
Yes. In particular.
Yes.
20% decrease from one generation to the next is what the most recent literature is showing.
That's why Clint and I are so manly, because we came from that other generation.
That's right.
I can't hear you.
And I do want to plug in that the lifestyle with the right cruciferous vegetables containing indole-3-carbinol or supplements that contain it helps the liver process some of these byproducts of the estrogens we might be more concerned with, because lifestyle still affects the liver, the hormones, and everything to keep it healthy.
That's right.
So, you know, the knife and fork is still very powerful, or some, the right nutraceuticals.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ed. I mean, you got different forms from oral, you know, and that's just conversations you got to have with patients. So, you know, some providers are really big on oral estradiol. Some are big on transdermal patches. Some are big on vaginal suppositories. And there's a reason for all three of those, right? And that's just a conversation. But to your point, you know, how someone metabolizes it, it really does matter.
Well, if someone's interested to start this journey, what would they do?
The easiest thing to do would be to call our office, you know, which is Optimize You, 423-206-9753. We go through labs, so we always want our patients to have labs. That's really kind of what we use. And then one of the things that I think is unique about us is our time with our patients really matter. And so we're going to spend, most of us have a 45-minute window to an hour-long session for a consultation, just to sit down. And I love this. I probably say this every time I'm on the show, but one of the things that I love to do is I never look at labs until I've sat down with the patient.
Same here.
I don't want to know until I hear, why are you coming to see me? Right.
Wow.
And so it's because it opens up like, oh my gosh, this is what's happening. And this makes sense. So,
I love that.
Yeah, I will say Mandy's going to be really proud of you that you remembered your phone number.
Yeah.
Because there's so many business owners we brought in here and they'll be like, can I have my business card back? I was watching you. I'm like, Mandy's done it. Good job.
That is pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's right.
I do know mine after 45 years.
Yeah. I've done this a number of times. And they'll be like, I don't know.
Well, really quickly, 45-second plug for ED Wave. It's a treatment for erectile dysfunction that you do offer at the Hickson office.
Yeah, so we've got two locations, and ED Wave is a great treatment. I actually discussed it with somebody today. It's using a sound wave, so it's a non-invasive treatment where we can utilize the purpose for blood flow. So you know, with ED, so erectile dysfunction, for those who don't know, for men, is getting younger and younger in patients, but also age is a factor, medications are a factor, hormone declines are a factor, psychological issues are a factor, diabetes can be a factor. There's a plethora of reasons why it can happen. And ED wave or shockwave therapy can be something that we use. It's not painful. It's very much easy. It takes about 15 minutes. We do it once a week for about 6 to 7 weeks. Great results, 60 to 70% subjective improvement, which is a huge benefit for a lot of guys. And we see it as a service. So right now we have a great, you know, kind of special going where we, you know, there's a lot of places that charge a lot of money for this. And we use it in a way that really benefits the community. So we really don't, we really cut prices there to make it very reasonable for the patient.
Well, I know that it takes 6 sessions. I've done 732 sessions. So I'm very, very confident in that area. And Clint is rolling his eyes again because you know I had to say something obnoxious. All right. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thanks.
And it is time to take a break. We come back, more empowering tips and nips for Nutrition World and Ed Jones here for your health. For Clint Powell, he's making me giggle over here. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. How long have you been my co-host partner?
Is this going on 2 years? This August or September? I think it'll be two years.
I think so. It's been amazing. I always look forward to it, enjoy our banter and humor and education and all that together. Tell people about your podcast and this business coaching that you do with this master program and everything, because you have helped Nutrition World immensely by giving us perspectives that come from kind of an outsider view, that they're not lost in the forest. And one of those is, I did this stupid, I'm saying it now only because he told me it was, a stupid recording at Walmart over chewing gum. And because it wasn't the best in tactfulness, I guess I will say, I had to eat some crow, and Clint had this little talk. You had a little talk to me like a parent and said, I'm not so sure you need to post. And I listened, and we're not posting it. So everybody just, too bad you can't see it.
You can't see it. No, that's because you have people on your team that care about your brand. I know. And those are the kind of people you want to hire. Shout out to other folks that, you know, help you out. But I do business coaching, and I have, I think, nine or 10 clients right now. And basically all I do is ask questions based off failures that I've had in the past and some successes. But the podcast side of it, I think I'm over... we've got 6 or 7 podcasts now. We have Oath and Pledge, which is for veterans, the Crime Cast, which is about local crime and policing. I have During the Break, which is the mothership, and then I have Of By and For the People, that is politics and the Constitution, and then I have All Things Jeff Styles, a former radio host here in Chattanooga, and then I have 5 to 9 Business Coaching short audios around that. This radio show, Vital Health Radio, comes out Tuesdays of every week as a podcast. So on your favorite podcast platform, if you just Google Clint Powell and podcast, mine pop up. But if you want to find this podcast or this radio show, just go and look at Vital Health Radio Download, and you can listen to all the past episodes there.
Love it, love it. Love all your great advice. You really have helped Nutrition World immensely. That's why I'm saying this.
Well, thank you.
Because if other business owners are like, not that you're struggling, but you're treading water, you're not quite advancing, you know there's some loose ends, bring somebody like Clint in. It can be a game changer for sure.
Well, the benefit of that, no matter who it is they'll just ask questions. And usually if you get questions from a different perspective, it helps you vet ideas. It's no insurance you won't make mistakes, but it just helps increase the odds that you're doing the right thing.
It sure does. Sure does. There's a guy who wrote a book, a doctor, Dr. Robert Lufkin, Lufkind, Lies I Taught in Medical School. Of course, the title grabbed me immediately.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And again, when you say podcast, sometimes people think entertainment. Podcasting can be one of the greatest teachings and teachers, because we have access to some of the smartest, wisest people, and also the other side too. So we pick our team, we pick our teachers. And so every morning for 40 minutes, maybe 45, 50 minutes, I am going through short runs of podcasting and other people, Instagram reels, short things sometimes, and learning. Well, one of these popped up about this physician, and this guy, Dr. Lufkin, has written hundreds of peer-reviewed articles, 10 textbooks. This is 10 textbooks. And also the honor and privilege of teaching other doctors, as well as seeing patients. And he wrote this book, Lies I Taught in Medical School. And it came about so often. In fact, most of my employees came through this same path of life. He got sick himself. It showed him the broken medical system, and as Dr. Peter Attia, one of my heroes, says, we need to switch medicine from medicine 2.0 to medicine 3.0, which is a whole new way of looking at disease. Well, here are the 10 lies that this man taught in medical school, and I was so intrigued by them. One is, and this one at first doesn't make a lot of sense until I explain it, metabolism is just the body's way of digesting food. Metabolism has many different avenues of importance, and it is far more than digesting food. It actually sends signals to the body for inflammation, healing, immune system, and that's why we have to be cognizant of the effects of carbs, protein, and fats, and the quality of those. Don't have to live in a cave. We now know more this past 3 years we've ever known in the history of mankind of how to preserve our health and delay diseases, and part of that is always going to be the learning part. Second, the obesity lie. And I've said this for 20 plus years. Oh, do you want to lose weight? Just eat less. That is the biggest myth generally. Occasionally it works, but generally it doesn't work. Why? Because you gain weight and you can't lose it because your body's chemistry changes. We need to change the chemistry back to more optimal levels, and then you eat a little less and you exercise and you lose weight. It doesn't work by just pushing the plate away. And then thirdly, the diabetes lie. Oh, I remember it so often growing up, and my dad saying this because doctors said it because it defended what he wanted to do, which is sugar is harmless other than causing a little weight gain and tooth decay. No, sugar is absolutely toxic. That's far different than harmless because, again, go back to number one, metabolically dysfunctional is what causes disease, and sugar is the number one contributor to that, excess sugar. And that comes from too many spaghettis like Clint talked about earlier.
Yeah, the good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And donuts, which you used to eat that you hardly do now.
Yeah.
And every now and then it's fine. It doesn't hurt you. But that every now and then to me is once a month. Some people every now and then is every other day. The fatty liver lie. Here's that one. Number four, there is no treatment for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. BS. One of the things that is always deficient in fatty liver is choline. Choline is helps what breaks up fat. And just giving a person choline supplements twice a day and reducing their carbs and raising omega-3. Those are three huge factors to help that to become much improved. And if you went to 10 physicians in this town, 8 of them will probably never recognize the benefit of omega-3s and choline and lowering your carb level. Number five, the hypertension lie. High blood pressure is best treated with drugs. 70% of all people could manage blood pressure with either tiny amounts of drugs or no drugs because sleep apnea is one of the bigger concerns. People don't consider that. Not sleeping well is a big concern. Constant stress, too many carbohydrates, not enough omega-3s, and there are herbs that help the vascular system to be healthier. And then the thing is, okay, let's say you had to get a small amount of drugs. The goal is to stay at the small amount. And if you do everything wrong, that's not going to happen. As a person, probably an hour before this show, my blood pressure continues to go up. No matter what I take drug-wise, well, you know, when I started asking questions, they were a train wreck. I mean, everything they did was wrong as far as maintaining health. And they just were one of those hard-headed men that don't think or are not capable of disciplining themselves. Number six, the cardiovascular disease lie. Statins are a good choice to prevent heart disease. It's one of the, in my opinion, one of the biggest myths. And 90% of all people who take statins do not need statins. They make paperwork look fantastic because they'll take a 260 cholesterol back down to a 160. And if you've had a stent, the research is modestly clear, you do need a statin drug. And if you have a really high level of ApoB, we might recommend a small amount of statins. But the research is becoming more and more clear that statins cause memory loss and aches and pains in the body that sometimes are permanent. Number seven, the cancer lie. Most cancer is caused by accumulated DNA genetic damage. Nope, it's coming very clear that it is lifestyle a lot significantly, which is, again, seed oils, vegetable oils, chemicals, Roundup, which is sprayed on all these foods called glyphosate, going back into metabolically dysfunctional. That's number one, again, which is the ability of the body to handle carbohydrates. The next, the Alzheimer's lie. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive, untreatable disease cured caused by beta amyloid accumulation. Always has been blamed on beta amyloid. People like Dr. Peter Attia, who are so insightful as to analyzing research, has made it very clear beta amyloid is it partners on the path to Alzheimer's and probably is not the cause. It accumulates simply because of a different dysfunction within the brain, which is inflammation is one, and that is controlled by low inflammation diets and supplements and maybe some drugs, but not the ones that are currently available. And we did a podcast on Alzheimer's, but Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is the only physician who says that he has a protocol that can stop it in its tracks, if not too far down the road. It is on our YouTube at nutritionw.com. And lastly, the longevity lie. Aging is the inevitable result of accumulated wear and tear. Our bodies are different than an automobile. When you have tires, or say my roof of my house, I just had it replaced yesterday from the people that you and I know, Clint.
Oh, they do a good job?
Yep, they did a very good job. Good. Yes, and what was their name?
The Roofing Co., roofingco.com.
Yes,
my buddy
yes.
Jason and Chad and Josh over there.
In fact, the guy who owns that company, I bought my house from.
Jason.
I haven't seen him in 5 years, but a great guy.
Yeah, he's been on my podcast. But anyway, keep going. Yeah.
And so wear and tear happens on roofs, and they do happen in our body, but the thing about our body is it can actually rebuild itself if you don't have too much wear and tear as far as its opposing healing capacity. So we kind of have to keep a balance there. Osteoporosis is nothing but what we talk about. There's two cells in the bones called osteoclast and osteoblast, and one of those degrades bone and one builds bone. Well, as long as that stays level, you never lose bone. You'll never get osteoporosis, but that's also true of every single thing in the body, how it wears and tears. So again, we go back to that number one thing that Dr. Lufkin talked about, metabolically functional or dysfunctional. And if you want to know more about that, we have coaches at Nutrition World. You can go to nutritionw.com and schedule a consultation with those people. Now, why did my hips wear out? I had double hip replacement about 15 months ago. It, in my opinion, was something different called oxalates. That is something I think I did to myself by eating super healthy foods. That's why your hips are still good and mine aren't, because, you know.
Well, yeah, that would be great, except I've already got one artificial hip and the other one's on the way
out.
Well,
I'm going to have to explain that one away. Yeah, what? Yeah.
You've done better.
That was a little feeble there.
You could have done better. Yeah, it's okay, though.
I wasn't well thought out.
No.
Because I forgot you already had one other hip.
Before you did, sir, at a young age. My question to you, though, is there's a product for oxalates, is there not, that you
there
have?
There is, and you have to quit eating the foods like spinach and chocolate.
Is there a list? I mean, I'm sure there is a list on the internet.
There is an app called OxyPure, OXIPUR, and you also have to go to YouTube on nutritionw.com and listen to Sally Norton. She's the leading expert in the, not country, but in the world in regard to explaining how all of this works. It causes eye disorders. People who have chronic boils, people who have a lot of plaque in their teeth. That's me. I have tremendous amount of plaque because a lot of times oxalates, which are little glass-like compounds found in super healthy foods. I honestly had to quit taking about four of my supplements. Turmeric was one, not curcumin. Turmeric has oxalates. I had to lower my vitamin C dose because it can turn to oxalates, and I had to quit drinking my green drink. And I've been married to my green drink for 50 years.
Can you tell a difference?
I have zero pain, except in my right heel, and that's probably from all that jump rope.
Really?
Now, I'm stiff as I'll get out some days because I am killing myself in the gym.
Yeah, but the pain's gone?
I have no pain. I have no joint pain. I'm lifting heavier, harder than I have in probably 30 years and used to. I just assumed at age 45 and 50 that walking around hurting was normal because I lifted so heavy.
That's what I do. I walk around hurting all the time.
And I have absolutely no pain except my right heel and stiffness. So if you see me walking, it's not because I hurt. It's because 3.5 years of not really using my legs very much because of my hips were worn out kind of created some devastation within that whole system.
All I hear before you take a break, all I hear you saying is when it comes to oxalates, donuts don't have those.
Bingo.
And kale does.
Well, you're pretty much right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think that that's not to be read into.
No, I read into it. Yes.
Oh,
causation.
Okay.
It's not correlation. It's some whatever.
Well, yeah. Your spaghetti didn't have any oxalates.
There's no oxalates. Trust me.
Well, there are more than one source of poisons, and oxalates one of about 100.
That's the only one I'm avoiding. That's it. The other ones I'm embracing full speed.
The perfect example of that is gluten-free. Oh, it's gluten-free. Let me eat it. That means 2% of the whole conversation of health is gluten-free, but yet you see it on a big label, and we think, oh, it's healthier, so it justifies our want.
And I hate to say this. I do. I mean, I make fun of myself all the time, but I love vegetables. I love turnip greens. Yeah. I love Brussels sprouts. I love green beans. I love all the vegetables. And so when you said that, I'm like, oh, no. Because I'm a meat and potatoes guy, man. Give me those vegetables.
Well, potatoes have a lot of oxalates.
Listen, man, you give me a steak and some good vegetables and good veggies and a baked potato. Woo!
Well, there's plenty of vegetables without oxalates, so don't think you have to quit eating. Well, that does it. It is time to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And what an amazing, great piece of information Josh gave us in the second segment.
I just
love bringing on experts like that from... And Josh, again, is from Optimize You here in Chattanooga. 2 locations. Words of wisdom I come and go with these days, but when I find something that I feel like has kind of touched me in a certain way, and in this case, and I don't want that to sound bragging, but I posted something on Facebook, which I know Clint is off of social media, so he didn't see it, but I kind of just wrote it in a moment of kind of feeling connected, I guess. Well, I have I sold or actually gave my motorcycle to the Harley-Davidson shop on Lee Highway yesterday. Oh. And here is what I posted on Facebook with a picture of myself. My first love affair in life was the escape that my motorcycles offered me as a 15-year-old who had many, many ups and downs growing up. Today, 52 years later, I'm selling my last very ever motorcycle in my life and feel so honored to have the many delights it has offered me over the years. I now realize all things and people in my life are actually on loan to me. This allows such gratefulness for the magic moments and accepting the heart truth regarding the ending at some point of all of it, including me. Realizing this, I find joy and contentment in this moment, not the planned future ones. Be here now is my mantra. And I had 100, as of about 48 hours after, 161 people who seemingly liked it because they hit the like button. I'd love practicing more of the mindfulness as far as this moment instead of waiting for the next moment to bring me happiness. I don't know. You know, that's that's the way I am aging myself with my philosophy.
You'll just wish your life away at that point.
And
I've talked about this with my kids. It's a little easier as you get older to look at things and go, the moment is all you really technically have. When you hear that in your 20s and 30s, usually you're busy running a company or going to work every day or raising a family or running from this PTA meeting to that sporting event. So you're like, yeah. When you get busier and you've had loss and kids have moved out and your air quote, all your first are over, mm-hmm. or most of your first are over, mm-hmm. and you're living vicariously through the young folks in your life, you start to look back on things and go, okay, it could all change tomorrow, and there's people that thought they had today, yesterday, and they don't. So, of course, all you have is right now. And it's a great way to look at it.
And the right nows is what produces, to me, the best future that we have. Now, it doesn't mean we don't make plans. There's a difference. You know, living in the present moment doesn't mean that you don't have a calendar. I have to use a calendar. But even writing in the calendar, I can do it in the present moment. I want to make a really quick point here that we do have two events at Nutrition World. Introduction to homeopathy on July 21st, a lovely science of healing. And secondly, Summit PT will be coming on July 26th, and they do amazing evaluation of your physical and your joints and offer you some assistance as far as what can they do for you to have more quality of life, flexibility, movement, and less pain. So those are under nutritionw.com under events if you would like to go to those and learn more about those.
Yeah, those are both good events. And my daughter went to Summit with her after you recommended them last summer for her back issue.
Very professional organization.
I loved them. Really nice people.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones for Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.